Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson.
I am sometimes Dr. Reggie Johnson.
Sometimes just Dr. Reggie Johnson.
Sometimes.
Oh my goodness, we're your hosts this morning. And oh my goodness, what a glorious day it is, huh?
It is. It's beautiful. To me, it's beautiful. It's kind of windy. It's not rainy, but it's kind of cloudy and weird. I love days like that because maybe be surprised with rain, maybe surprised not with rain. Come up.
Hey, we're living right now with the weather here in Atlanta. We never know what it's going to be. One day it's 80 degrees, the next day it's 30 something.
I mean,
it's crazy right now. But today we've had rain for a few days, and that's been good because it's kind of calmed the pollen down.
Thank goodness.
I hope you guys can hear us well this morning. If you can hear us, you know, we're working with this new system, and so I'm not really sure how we're coming across. I think yesterday we had quite a bit of feedback. So if you can hear us fine, just press 1 on your telephone keypad real quick, and then you can press 1
and
again.
Let us know
the quality of what you're hearing. Okay, thank you so much. All righty. So, Not just today, but for the past few weeks, we have been studying the law of attraction. Isn't this amazing that you could study a subject like this for so, you know, we've been in it well over a month now. And I am still, me personally, discovering and developing a new understanding of the law of attraction and the depth of my understanding. And listen, I had an opportunity to work with a client yesterday, and this is, it was the most amazing experience because after working with her for about 2 hours, believe it or not, she's so precious. I asked her to try to bring into remembrance moments in her life where she experienced joy and bliss. And she really had a hard time remembering those things. And so she eventually, she said something, and my spirit knew that that wasn't it. That wasn't where her joy was. But I just let it go because it was so hard for her to really move in that direction. Now, I don't know what that was all about. I really don't care. But my point this morning is that she did grab hold of the concept of talking about what you do want as opposed to what you don't want. And I gave her an exercise to go and do, which was really basically to write a new script for herself. And she called it a mantra. And she did. It wasn't 2 hours later. She had written down this story or a mantra of something that she desired very much. But and it started with just a quote for her, because in her spirit, you know, her inner being was saying, "You need to move towards what you want." I cannot remember the exact quote, but she knew that that quote was going to be in a book. She wanted it to be a book and to write a book about the basis of this quote. And it wasn't 2 hours later that she called me and said, "You're not going to believe this." I posted this quote on my site, and I'm assuming that maybe this was either Facebook or maybe her personal website. And she said one of her old acquaintances wrote to her and said, if you're ever interested in publishing a book about this topic, give me a call. And I said, oh my God, you had instantaneous manifestation. And she just broke down in tears and was just crying and just, and she, I said, now, do you understand what joy means? Can you, she said, yes, yes, I feel the joy. Oh my God, I feel the joy. So, you know, it made me realize, number one, that we all have the opportunity to rewrite our story if we just take the steps and move forward.
Amen. You know, how old do we pray now?
You would? Okay, go ahead.
Because we're going to forget about it.
No, we won't. But let's do it.
Okay. As we get into the stillness and the silence, we thank you, Father, for all the things that you have given unto us today. Bless every single listener who hears this show. Bless them with good health, great prosperity, a wonderful direction in life, instantaneous manifestation of their desires, and let them know that you are the author and finisher of our faith. And that you make all things possible for those who believe. We live by these laws. We live by these truths in this dimension. And we are grateful for everything that we have and everyone that we know. Because we never know. We have to treat everyone with respect. Because they could be strangers and they could be angels disguised as strangers. Let us love them, whoever they are, wherever they are, and believe in them as they believe in us. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you, Dr. Reggie. Dr. Reggie saying, we're going to forget about the opening prayer. No, we won't. I love your prayer. I love your prayer. So, anyway, I just wanted to share that story with you because I want you to realize how real the law of attraction is and how it can work in your life. So that's why I shared that story with you this morning.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Today I titled our topic, Are You Having Fun Yet? And I want you to take a moment right now to go back and review some of the jobs that you've had or careers that you've had and or some of the situations in your life that you've passed from, you know, gone through, and then how you transitioned and went to something else. Because I want you to see how, and I want you to pay attention to how you felt in those different situations. Because I want you to see how sometimes each experience led you to something else that was slightly better. And how you have gradually been moving towards your joy. Think about those things, and then I'm going to share with you Jerry's experience and how Abraham responded to it. But I want you to think about your life as we go through this. Jerry says, do I want to or do I have to? That's how he's titled this section. He says that through my early years, while we lived on a series of 40-acre farms in Oklahoma, Missouri, and Arkansas. I did many different things to earn money, all of them very hard work, and none of them fun. How many of you have been there? And so he did things from picking berries to raising and selling chickens to planting, harvesting, and selling tomatoes, to chopping and selling firewood. I earned quite a bit of money for those times. But I didn't enjoy my work at all. And then during my high school years in New Orleans, I worked at another series of non-fun jobs, such as a roofer and a sheet metal mechanic and an elevator operator. The first job I had that was any fun at all was being a lifeguard at Pontchartrain Beach. So I guess I was like most others around me, and it didn't occur to me that fun and earning money could coincide. How many of you have had that experience? How many of you believe that you can't have fun and earn money? You know, going to work was never about having fun in my household. It was really about hard work. And actually, if I'm totally honest, the mantra in my house was hard work and proving yourself good enough. That was it. Wasn't even really about the money. Those are the two things that I took away from my mom, my mama, and my dad. So, he says, during the time I was doing all of that not fun, very hard work, I was doing fun things after work. So I got together with other kids in the park at night and played my guitar, and I sang at church and in the choir with the New Orleans Opera, and I led a Cub Scout group, and I performed acrobatics and volunteered as a teacher of gymnastics and dance. I did many wonderful, fun things, but I didn't earn money from them. How many of you have hobbies that are absolute fun for you, but you're not earning money from it? You go from 8 hours. Usually our shifts are what, from 9 to 5, okay? So we go work a regular 9 to 5 for money, not for fun. And then we have extracurricular activities that bring us fun, bring us joy. And you know what? A lot of people just go to work and come home. They don't even have the energy for extracurricular activities that bring fun into their life. So he says, once I became an adult, I never again worked very long at anything I didn't enjoy. Instead, I became self-employed, and those things I'd been doing free for fun, I just kept doing. But then I started receiving money in return for performing them. I hadn't been training for or planning for a career in music or singing or dancing or even acrobatics, but then the sheet metal workers union called a strike. And while I was out of work, a man at the YMCA asked me to join the Cuban circus as an aerial bar performer. And so I didn't go in the secure direction in roofing and sheet metal that my father wanted me to plan for. It paid a steady wage, and I was trained for it, and I was really very good at it, even though I disliked the work so much. But as a result of the unwanted union strike, I turned easily in the direction of what then became a truly joyous life of adventure and earnings. And I began as an acrobat with that Cuban circus and then stayed in show business in one aspect or another for over 20 years. Now, first of all, I cannot even imagine Jerry as doing acrobats or in a Cuban circus. What a journey from a roofer to being a member of the Cuban circus. But here he was all alone. I mean, that's really quite a stretch, is it not? But here he was all along, you know, doing things that brought him joy after work. How many of you are doing it now? Okay? Let's listen to how Abraham breaks down the law of attraction from Jerry's life experiences. He says, Abraham says, hear how the details of your life clearly demonstrate the things that we have been offering here. Do you see how those early years of working so hard at things that you did not enjoy helped you to not only identify what you didn't want, but also helped you to determine what you did prefer. And even though you were working as a teenager, still at the things you did not enjoy doing, you were spending a great deal of your time, every spare minute really, doing the things that you really did like very, very much to do. So two parts of your equation for joyful creation were in place. What were they? One, the hard work caused you to ask. Your time playing music and doing the gymnastics and such that you loved put you in a chronic place of allowing. And then through the path of least resistance, the universe delivered to you a viable path to get to the freedom, the growth, and the joy that you wanted. So because of the intense and unpleasantness of those early years of very hard work, you were one of the few who was strange enough and weird enough or different enough to allow yourself to seek your bliss. And that led to many things that you had come to desire. And that's what I think is so unique about Jerry's experience, because Jerry really did find a way to escape. He would go work and honor his father by doing something that was a steady income, and he worked very hard, because I'm pretty sure when you're on a farm, you know, and you're a part of a family that's on the farm and managing that farm, you have chores to do, responsibilities to the family. And it may not be joyful, but he honored his father, right? But he had playtime. And in his playtime, he found his bliss. See, some of us stop. We don't find the playtime to release and move into our joy. And we're doing this stuff that we really don't like, and we build up resistance. And it's in the form of, what would you call it? It will be in the form of resentment and anger. And then we're tired. We don't have time. And then we just move into misery. And then we move into depression. Okay, so I really love how he had a way to escape, and you know, and find his bliss. And so this is what Abraham is saying. He said, first of all, you were so uncomfortable doing the hard work, you were asking, what else can I do that will be joyful? You ask, where is my joy? That was his first thing. And then he moved into doing his music and stuff that put him in a place of allowing. Why? Because once he moved into his joy, that opened up his heart chakra to receive. There was no resentment. He cleared the path of resistance so that the universe had a way to come in and move and bring different circumstances to him. And now he finds himself where, in the middle of a strike, not earning any money, and an opportunity comes and says, hey, let's go join the circus. Ooh, that'll be fun. Hey, I can't do this anyway, right? This strike is going on. I can't earn any money. I'll just run off into the circus. And then I'll come back. I mean, probably at some point he thought he would come back and do this. But let me explore. No obligation here, and I can earn a little money. I just think that's fabulous. Jerry ran off to the circus. He says, because of the intense unpleasantness of those early years of very hard work, you were one of the few, and I love how Abraham says this, you were one of the few who was strange enough or weird enough or different enough to allow yourself to seek your bliss. And that led to many things that you had come to desire. He probably had not even formed a belief system yet of joining a circus. I mean, that never probably occurred to him as a possibility. But he did love doing his acrobat, his gymnastics, right? So most people feel a stark difference between the things that they want to do and the things that they believe they have to do. And most have put anything that earns money in the category of the things that I have to do. That is why the money often comes so hard. And that is why there is usually not enough. That's why I'm asking you this morning, let's roll back the tape and see of our life. Roll it back. It's like a movie film. And look at how you have traveled through your experiences and pay attention to how you felt at those different stages of your life. And look how you emerged from one scenario to the next and what feelings you carried with you. Unless you can take the time to honestly look at your life and honestly pay attention to how you felt from one experience to the next, you don't recognize your growth. You may miss the miracle of manifestation that have occurred in your life. But our whole point of going through this exercise is if we want to change things, if we want to manifest something different, is being able to grab hold of how we felt, how we're feeling. Are we harboring any resentment? Are we working hard and feel that we can't possibly have any joy in our life? Because until we can move into that space of joy, until we can move into the vibration of joy and declare what we want, we're going to have difficulty manifesting that which we desire the most. Listen to this statement again that Abraham says. He says, most people feel a stark difference between the things that they want to do and the things that they believe that they have to do. And most have put anything that earns money in the category of the things that I have to do. We have a hard time associating joy with earning money. I can do what I love and make money from it. And I can tell you, I'm in the midst of that right now. Why? Because I'm here and I'm doing what I love, but I haven't quite figured out how to move into my, to earn money from what I do and love to do. The two don't seem to match. And until I can cross that bridge myself, then, you know, I'm going to have difficulty manifesting that which I desire the most. I tell you all the time that I'm human just like you are. And so this is my huge challenge. So Abraham goes on to say, he says, that is why the money often comes so hard, and that is why there is usually not enough. How many of you are experiencing that? So here's his advice. If you are wise enough to follow the trail of good feeling thoughts, you will discover that blissful path will lead you to all things you desire. By deliberately looking for positive aspects along your way, you will come into vibrational alignment with who you really are and with the things that you really want. And once you do that, the universe must deliver to you a viable means to achieve your desires. That is just amazing. I love it. When you are looking for the positive aspects along your way, what is giving you joy? What are the good things that are happening in your life? What are the positive things that are going on in your life right now? Because that moves you into that alignment of who you are. That means it's connecting you to the divine essence of who you are. And we talked about that yesterday, did we not? Yes. And when you move into that space, the universe can only say yes to you. Listen, I want to hear from you this morning. 914-338-0590. You can press 1 on your telephone keypad. Today, I want to hear if you're having any challenges manifesting that which you desire. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Let's talk about it. Let's move you through that. How many of you are sharing your life experience and how you transitioned from one experience into another? Good morning, area code 443. You on the air?
Good morning, my sister. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm okay. I was just listening. Ma'am? Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. I was just listening to what you were saying, and again, I have a child with this job. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. I just have challenges. You know, like you said, I'm trying to decide what kind of job I was going to try to apply for. And as a result, I haven't made a decision. And it seems I can't just, you know, nail it down to one thing and go after it, you know?
I think that's a good point, Cody. You know, when you were applying for this job or thinking about applying for this job, what was the reason?
Financially.
So you are completely in right now involved in trying to earn money, right? For the sake of earning money.
Right.
Have you thought about moving into something that will bring you joy?
That sounds good, my sister, but you ain't going to pay this mortgage.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying. I want my joy and compassion with counseling young adults and everything, you know, teenagers, juveniles.
Okay.
Right now, you know, I don't have it. I need to try to get a job doing that, but right now, I just need the first thing that comes up.
Okay, so how about this? Go ahead and apply for your job to earn money because you're in that belief system. I can't change that belief system for you. Okay?
Wow.
And
wow.
I can't. That's your belief system, and it's okay. Go ahead and apply for any job that's going to pay you some money. But here's what I need you to do. I need you to go to the Boys Club, YMCA, a church. Find a program where they are counseling young people and volunteer.
Good idea.
Huh?
I said that's a good idea.
Yes, because let me tell you what probably will happen. First of all, by volunteering and you are moving into your joy, that which you really desire. There's no blockage there for you whatsoever.
Yeah.
I would guarantee you, this is what I believe and see for you. I believe when you move into that which you really desire the most, and there's no reason for you to not volunteer to help young people right now. You could probably start your own program. But go and work with Boys Club or one of them. Just say, I wanna just help young people. If you went to your local church and they don't have a program like that, they'll probably say yes in a minute. Okay? But when you move into doing that, that is going to shift your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Because I love you, Cody. But you know as well as I do where you are right now. You've been there for months in terms of the things you think about and your struggle. Have you not?
Yes.
Okay. So we want to change that vibration. You need to move into that which you desire. And volunteering is not going to interfere with this thing that you, where you, you know, you need to go and apply for a job. But guess what? Maybe by volunteering, your business that you're in will change as well and become profitable, and you don't have to go get a job. Because what I'm hearing is that you really don't want to give up, you know, your independence to go work for somebody else. You're actually just asking for income to cover your expenses. And I would venture to say that you would prefer to do it through your business.
Yes.
Because you want your independence.
Yes.
And here's the thing. Getting a job is not going to come to you, because what you're really saying is, I want my independence. How can you go get that job? You know, you're trying to solve your problem rather than letting God or the universe solve your problem for you. So the best thing that you could do is go volunteer for that which you really desire.
Right. All right. Okay. All right, my sister. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Please give me a report.
I will.
All right. If you need help finding a place, let me know, okay?
Okay, dear. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Hi. Is there anyone else on the line this morning that'd like to share their experiences? That's just amazing to me. You know, we all love Cody. We know Cody. But you see how you can hear the desire in his heart to help young people? And it's so easy to create the space to do that right now in the midst of what he's in. And that's going to open doors for him. I can't wait to get the report. It will open doors for him because he shifts the vibration. He's shifting his energy. He has something in his life that he really desires to do. He's helping other people. You know, they say, if you're feeling bad and miserable, go help somebody. It'll make you feel good. That way you're beginning to change your vibration. Take one step forward. That's all you have to do. Take one step forward. Dr. Reggie, you have any comments this morning?
I think it only changes your vibration. It raises your vibration. And when your vibration is raised, anything can happen. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wonderful experience. And I like when people see the possibilities of what they're doing and how to pivot and change that energy. Say just one slight step and say, I want to do something different and find my joy in doing it. Because I love giving service. I love helping young people out of the place like them. And show them on their level who I am, how I can help to uplift their consciousness and raise their own little vibrations and bring them into the fold of energy. Knowing that everything is possible. They don't see anything as impossible.
No.
And don't crush their dreams. Don't crush what they want to do or their desires by becoming so stilted and so proper. You don't want that, because you know what happens? They lose their childhood fantasies and mysteries. And when you do that, it's all about the workaday world, about drudgery, about resentment and not wanting to go to work. And that causes even worse problems for you in your life. So this is a wonderful and fantastic opportunity for him to bring joy into the world, you know?
I agree. Totally.
And
totally.
That's wonderful, because when you do that, it's going to help. And Cody's going to be so happy because, I'm like Paul's old mule. I don't give a damn, but I'll do it. But not that kind of energy either. It's all about wonderful. That's a great idea. Like you said, great idea, my sister. I'm going to go to these churches and volunteer to see what happens. And some of them, as a volunteer, they want to know what your credentials are. It doesn't matter. If you enjoy what you do, those credentials will show up. And the universe will support you every step of the way.
Every step. And you just don't know where that's going to lead. You really don't. When you open that door towards your bliss, you have no idea where it's going to lead. Look at Jerry. I thought that was just such a perfect example. Well, I want to share this one little statement. Jerry says, what if my pleasure attracts money? He says, for example, Esther and I had no intention of receiving income from our work with you, Abraham. We were really enjoying learning from you. And we were thrilled by the positive results that we were personally receiving as we applied what we were learning. But it was never our intention for our work with you to become a business. It was an enlightening experience of just plain fun, and it still is fun. But now it has expanded dramatically into a worldwide enterprise. And so Abraham, with his wonderful sense of humor, says, so are you saying that your life experience expanded, that your ideas and your desires expanded also? And even though in the beginning you were not able to see or describe the details of how things would unfold, because it was fun and because you felt good, this became a powerful avenue to fulfill desires and goals that had been in place long before you met us or began this work. Take that one step towards the thing that makes you feel good, the thing that gives you joy. Move in that direction. For my client yesterday, it was simply by sharing a thought with others. And because within that mantra was her desire of what she wanted to share with the world. And the opportunity came. She moved toward her bliss. Even if you're volunteering, like Cody, move towards your bliss. Go play. Go have fun so that you can shift the vibration in your life. Shift, as Dr. Reggie says, you're going to pivot into a higher vibration when you move into the state of joy. And other opportunities will flood. You're giving the universe, you are allowing the space for the universe to come and bring other opportunities that match that vibration of joy. Jerry says, oh, my original intention in visiting with you, Abraham, was to learn a more effective way to help others become more financially successful. And also, I wanted to learn how to live our lives more in harmony with the natural laws of the universe. That was his original intention. But he was having so much fun communicating with Abraham, the universe gave him an expanded perspective of what could be accomplished from his joy. So he just wanted to help maybe do one-on-one coaching, and here he was. He changed, he impacted the world with the teachings of the law of attraction. The secret, Esther and Jerry Hicks were the impetus for The Secret, the movie The Secret. And that thing spread like wildfire all over the world. And it stemmed from Esther and Jerry having fun with Abraham. So, are you having fun? That's my question. Are you having fun yet? Find your joy. Dr. Reggie, please take us into our closing prayer.
Father, we thank you that in you there is complete bliss, and teach us to follow our bliss. And let us expand our awareness of joy and be in the moment of joy every single moment that unfolds. We thank you for prosperity and love. The key ingredient to everything for success is our love for it, and our love for ourselves, and our love for our fellow neighbors. Thank you for giving us planetary joy and ascension, and thank you for increasing our knowledge and wisdom and all our understanding. That's what we want to improve on, the gentle understanding and wisdom of who we are in this life, in this body, at this time, and time immemorial. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is.